For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is calling on the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature to pass his proposed COVID-19 relief bill before any other in the session that begins today. Evers renewed his request to lawmakers to take up his proposed compromise, first floated on December 21st. He says it would be inexplicable to take up anything else first. The Senate and Assembly both plan to meet this afternoon to swear in new members. Republicans returned with 60-38 majority in the Assembly and a 20-12 advantage in the Senate. There is one vacancy in each chamber, with special elections scheduled for April 6th. Gray wolves in the lower 48 are no longer federally protected by the Endangered Species Act. In October, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced the species has recovered enough to be removed from the list. That change went into effect today. Gray wolves are no longer federally protected in Wisconsin or anywhere else in the continental U.S. Several wildlife biologists in Wisconsin I've talked to over the last few months agree that the species has recovered, at least in the Great Lakes region. According to the Wisconsin DNR's latest wolf count, there's an estimated 1,100 wolves roaming the state. With gray wolves being removed from the federal endangered species list, there are some changes that go into effect immediately. Livestock and pet owners are allowed to take action if there's an immediate threat to their animal by a wolf, says DNR Fish, Parks, and Wildlife Division Administrator Keith Warnke. The change also gives the DNR more leeway to deal with wolves that are killing livestock.
It will free up a lot of the tools that we can use for livestock depredation to help out farmers and livestock owners if wolves are depredating their livestock on their farms, that it reopens the toolbox for us to use lethal control to remove those wolves in problem areas.
Now, the change doesn't mean it's just open season on wolves. As WXPR previously reported, the DNR has scheduled a wolf hunt for the fall as required by state law. Until then, it's illegal to shoot or kill a wolf that isn't threatening people or pets and livestock. A DNR law conservation warden told me the consequences are similar to killing a deer or bear outside of their hunting seasons. Before the wolf hunting season begins, the DNR is busy forming a wolf management plan committee, gathering public input for a new management plan, and setting quotas for the hunt.
We are fully confident that we will be able to manage wolves in a way that respects all of the citizens of Wisconsin and all of our stakeholders. So that's going to be the important goal going forward, is making sure we have that deliberative, interactive process where people can make their voices heard.
WXPR will continue to keep you updated on the wolf management plan as it's created. Reducing the threat of historic floods in Wisconsin is being touted as a key benefit of last month's report from the Governor's Task Force on Climate Change. More than 50 recommendations are now on the table to help the Badger State reduce the impact of greenhouse gas emissions and other factors contributing to climate change. Rising waters are a concern. The report notes the state's annual precipitation has increased 15% since the 1950s. Miller of the Pew Charitable Trust Flood Prepared Communities Initiative says plans like this give policymakers a blueprint needed to protect communities across the state.
We know that floodwaters don't respect city or county lines. And so with a comprehensive planning effort, we can really take a holistic look at how the actions in one area can affect flooding downstream.
He says statewide coordination can make any flood communities climate resistant. Miller notes Wisconsin has had 11 major flood disasters in the past decade. Task force members acknowledge they didn't always agree, and any planning required legislative approval might encounter partisan gridlock. The state's projected deficit is also seen as a possible roadblock. Vilas County snowmobile trails open Friday morning just in time to kick off the new year. Snowmobilers weren't the only people excited. Many local business owners depend on snowmobilers to generate income over the winter. WXPR's Aaron Gottsacker talked to local hotel managers and shop owners about what the delayed start to the snowmobile season means for the local economy.
John and Lisa Jones are out for their first snowmobile ride of the winter.
Certainly early season, but great to get out. Things are fun. Glad they opened them.
They're not the only ones eager for the start of a snowmobile season. Al Murray is the Vilas County Forest Administrator.
We have people that are chomping at the bit right now.
Murray says conditions on the trails aren't great, but that doesn't seem to matter to snowmobiling visitors or local business owners alike. That's because some of the area's hotels, restaurants, and shops depend on winter tourists to generate income. Take Wild Eagle Lodge in Eagle River. Justin Bailing is the general manager there. He says the week of Christmas is normally one of their busiest weeks of the year.
It typically would be sold out or very close to sold out.
This year, between COVID-19 and closed snowmobile trails, that wasn't the case.
We do see a lot of snowmobile traffic from people coming away to holidays, and that just either canceled or did not come.
Now that trails are open, business is picking up. Chris Patricus is one of the owners of Trackside. That's a business that rents snowmobiles.
You know, so the trails legally didn't open until 8 o'clock this morning. Rentals were going out at 9.
He says 2020 was a challenging year for many businesses nearby, and he's ready for the blank slate of a new year.
So we're looking forward to 2021 being a better year and try to get this past us, you know.
For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
Your forecast for this afternoon, a slight chance of snow showers and freezing rain between 2 and 4 o'clock, and then snow showers after 4 o'clock, dropping down to 22 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 31. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.